You know, the book of Proverbs, very last chapter is called, a lot of times, The Virtuous Woman. And the subtitle of the Proverbs in the New Living Translation is A Wife or a Mother of Noble Character. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation, Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is worth more than precious rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She will not hinder him, but help him all of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She's like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She gets up before dawn, prepares breakfast for her household, and plans the day's work for her servant girls. She goes out to inspect the field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong and a hard worker. She watches for bargains. Her lights burn late into the night. Her hands are always busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household because they all have warm clothes. She quilts her own bedspreads. She dresses like royalty in gowns of final cloth. Her husband is well known, for he sits at the council meetings with other civic leaders. She makes belted lemon gardens and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs with no fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and the kindness of the rule when she gives her instruction. She carefully watches all that goes on in her household and does not bear consequences of laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtues and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Now, charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears or loves the Lord, better translation, fears the Lord will greatly be praised. Reward her for all she has done, and let her deeds publicly declare praise. Now, there's a commentary about Proverbs 31 that I want to share with you. Although many of the ancient cultures, if you know, women were they were treated like chattel. They weren't respected. The women portrayed here in Proverbs 31 are highly regarded. And she is not only a wife and a mother, but also a businesswoman who imports goods and manages a staff and trades in real estate. Notice, too, that someone has made the effort to affirm her talent and character by praising her in this text. How blessed is a husband whose wife has so many abilities, such a noble character. And how blessed is the wife whose husband affirms her, hear that man, and although who is supportive of her personal development. Although sexual intimacy is important in a marriage and a relationship relies heavily upon the day-by-day affirmations, encourage one another. If you're married, think of how you can praise and support your partner today. In Jesus' name, amen. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the commentary of Proverbs chapter 31.